Hello, this is SharePoint Framework Developer Preview Tutorial 2, Hello World Talking to SharePoint, released in August 2016. This is one of those tutorials which were released as part of the set of tutorials targeted to learn the SharePoint framework and what capabilities are available as part of the developer preview. This particular tutorial builds on top of the previous tutorial, so you need to complete the tutorial 1 before you can continue with this particular thing or this particular instructions. So let's move on and start moving on the exercise itself or the tutorial. So first of all, since we are building on top of the existing Hello World webport, which we created in the tutorial 1, we need to move there. So I'm going to actually go to my Hello World webport, just double checking that I'm in the right location. There is my all of my solution structure, and then I can run gulp serve to make sure that everything is working properly. And once again, it's going to start my local workbench, which will be then started within my browser, and I can make sure that everything is working properly. There's no issues with the web part. It is like it was after the tutorial 1. Now, what we want to actually start doing is that we want to start expanding our client-side web part, first of all, to understand, is it actually running within a local workbench, or is it running in the context of the SharePoint? And then when we have that, we're able to start actually getting access on a SharePoint data using the capabilities what the SharePoint framework is providing us. So let's go first back on the Visual Studio Code side and slightly modify the output of our web part. So as part of the SharePoint framework base classes, you're actually getting quite a lot of interesting additional preloaded values which you can take into account within your web part development. So let's modify this particular line slightly and call that loading from, and I'm going to slightly modify the output. So I'm not going to output the property test to property from this web part. What I'm going to actually output is the actual title of the web where the web part is getting rendered. So this.context.bates.context. .web. I can access the site information, user information. There's a lot of other stuff available for you to take advantage, but I can go to the web, and then we can take, for example, the title from the web and output that. I saved my changes. What it meant was that our gulp serve recognized that, hey, there's a modification within the file, so I'm going to rebuild or refresh my UI. So now if we actually move to our browser, we're able to already see the reflected change, which is that since I'm running from my local local box, it is actually outputting this loading from local workbench message. And then let's have a look on how it looks in the SharePoint Online. So I'm going to move back on my developer site in my developer tenant. In the documents folder, I have my workbench going there. It's going to prompt me in a small exception on the unsaved scripts, and once again, this was because this one is actually we are serving our JavaScript files from HTTP, but SharePoint Online is actually running within the HTTPS mode. That's why we have this unsaved script exception. In Chrome, I can easily tackle this and get my web parts to be loaded by clicking that shield icon over there. And then clicking this load unsaved scripts. And that will then make sure that my scripts are loaded from my local box, which is essentially now serving the JavaScript files from my local Node.js box or server. So now if I go here and at my web part, client-side web part, we are able to see the loading developer from a developer site. Which is essentially the title is the developer site on the site where the workbench is loaded. So we have a context within a SharePoint, and we can start expanding our implementation from there. Good. Let's move back on the Visual Studio Code side. And then what I'm going to do is that I'm going to save some time and copy-paste some of the values directly from the tutorial to notes. So first of all, we kind of define ISP lists interface and ISP list interface. So what we're interested in this particular case is the list the titles of individual lists within our context. Then what we're going to do is that we're going to create a new file called mock HTTP client TS. So I'm going to actually go here. Well, I'm going to actually click a new file name, and let's paste that in as a mock HTTP client TS. And within this particular file, I'm actually going to copy paste the implementation. Let's have a look on that one slightly more detailed. So we are importing the SP list from the Hello World web part. That was the interface which we just added in here. So that's in the HTTP client TS or imported there. Then we're creating this mock HTTP client to kind of a mock the HTTP commands against SharePoint. So we're kind of mimicking the situation that we're talking to SharePoint, even though we are actually running stuff in a local workbench. So we're going to use this when we are not in the context of SharePoint. And we're going to use the native HTTP client, which is available from a SharePoint framework, when we are in the context of SharePoint. And one thing to notice, obviously, is that we're using the export default class, which means that we're able to then import this mock HTTP client to our web part. Now, let's actually go first to our web part and import that mock HTTP client to our implementation. So in here, I'm going to say import mock HTTP client from mock HTTP client. So that's going to refer to this file within the same folder. So this way that object is or class is available for us to use within our implementation. And then we kind of implement a small function. So let's implement that under our render method, which is then to be used as the mock list data. So this is essentially used, and there's our mock HTTP client getting used. So we're kind of mimicking the situation that we would be asking information from a SharePoint, but we aren't actually calling the SharePoint HTTP address. We are just generating three lists of mocked data, which we're going to output within the UI. Now, then what we're going to do is that for SharePoint connectivity, when we are in the SharePoint context, we're going to execute slightly different method. So we're going to execute get list data, not get mock list data, and that's going to use the context.http client. It's going to call against the web absolute URL, which is from the web object underneath the baked context, and we're going to extend that using the REST URLs. So what we're saying here with that is that we want to have all of the lists which are not hidden returned from the as a REST return as part of this command. And then we kind of actually format that to our list objects in a second. So that's now saved. What we're going to also do is do a small modification in our style. So I'm going to actually copy some style information which are in the SCSS files. So this is going to be actually combined or automatically converted to CSS as part of our bundled or our bundle events. So whenever we compile in quotes our code, this is going to be then transformed to be CSS. So it's then available natively within the browser context. So some styling information for list items and list, which we're going to then use within the UI. Now, let's actually have a look on, for example, quickly looking on the styles, we're able to already see that we have, for example, the styles Hello World, styles container, and if you go to the Hello World SCSS file, we're able to see that container definition, row definition, list item definition there as well. So let's go back on the web part. Now, what we want to do is that we want to check within our code, are we actually within the SharePoint context or are we in the local workbench context? So what I'm going to do is then I'm going to import an environmental type from the SP client base. And this is a switch which we can use to figure out on which side of the workbenches we are, so in a local box or in a SharePoint online. And then let's create the actual render list async method, which will then figure out are we in a local box, or which will execute the actual command depending are we in a local box or are we in a SharePoint online. So if the environmental type equals local, that means your local development box, then we're gonna run the getMock list data, which is this one, that will generate us three list items or imaginary list items, and then it's gonna render that out using the render list function. If we are not in a local box, we are in a SharePoint online, we're gonna use the get list data, which was in here. We're gonna execute that REST query, and then we're gonna output the information using the render list method. Right now, the render list method doesn't yet exist, so let's actually implement that one there as well. So let's render that or implement that one in here. Let's format the file. There we go. It's going to output or for each item within the list, it's going to output that information in the UL format, and then it's going to return that HTML. Relatively simple list of files, or relatively simple list of lists within the SharePoint. And then we need to actually include this to the output of the render method. So key point to notice here is that what we're doing is that we are using this .dom method query selector SP list container. And what we're doing here is that we're trying to find that div or an element called SP list container. So let's actually go to our render method and make sure that that one is included in our output. So let's add that one there. So that's then found by that javascript.typescript function. And then as part of our render method, we want to actually execute that render list async function, which is this one. It's going to check local, online, and then it's going to render the list information based on that. Now, we've been saving the file all the time. Every single save what we do, colpserve is actually recognizing, oh, there's a change, so I'm going to recompile the information and I'm going to refresh the UI, which means that if we now move back to our browser, and let's go first to our local box, we're able to see our changes immediately reflected within the UI. So loading from local workbench as we are, I'm in my local development box, and we're getting mock list 1, mock list 2, mock list 3 as the output entries, because those were the mock data, we're not in the context of SharePoint. In the SharePoint side, if we are in the SharePoint online workbench, let's refresh the page. So we're able to see the reflected changes. We're able to see the output of all of the lists within my site rendered in a list. Not that pretty, but it works. We're able to actually communicate directly to the SharePoint using the HTTP and RESTful interfaces. And we're able to see here that loading from developer site, because we are in the context of that SharePoint developer site in SharePoint Online. Good. That's all what we're going to do within this tutorial. I'm going to shut down the colpserve, so we're all good. And at this point, obviously, the local box or the SharePoint Online experience would be shut down, and I can't access the web part. But that concludes the tutorial 2. And let's actually start deploying this web part to your SharePoint in a classic page within the following tutorial. But let's stop this one and do another video on that one. So thank you for watching, and hopefully you'll follow up on the tutorial 3. Thank you.